XS Platinum and five of its employees and corporate officers have been indicted by a federal grand jury for alleged illegal discharges of mine wastewater at the Platinum Creek Mine in southwest Alaska and for making false statements to authorities. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
First Assistant U.S. Attorney Kevin Feldes says XS Platinum had told federal regulators they would be using a closed-loop system at the Platinum Creek Mine.
That means any water that they used in their mining operations were going to be kept in the mine itself, and they weren't going to be discharged out to the river. The allegations are that, in truth, in fact, they were discharging out to the Salmon River, and that those discharges were in violation of federal law.
The indictment says the discharges into the Salmon River happened between 2010 and 2011. The Salmon River hosts all five species of salmon and drains into Kuskokwim Bay. Lou Adams is the tribal administrator in Platinum. She says residents get most of their fish from the area.
We go fishing for salmon, and people were fishing down there during that time. How is it going to affect the people that ate the fish that were swimming in that water?
Adams says residents could see changes to the normally clear water.
There was a lot of sediments in the creek. It turned milky white, like something was stirring it up.
It looked like chocolate milk, caramel-colored milk. We could tell from still being a few miles away from the river that something wasn't right.
Mark Lisick is a fisheries biologist for the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. He was flying a fish survey in August of 2011, but couldn't see any fish. After notifying other government regulators to the potential violations, refuge staff collected water and fish samples. Lori Verbrigge, a contaminants biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, found seven metals in the water that posed a potential threat to aquatic life. Two that stuck out were aluminum and copper.
We don't really know whether those impacts have happened to fish in that system because I'm not sure if there's been any follow-up. We don't really know how long those levels were elevated or how far downstream the levels were elevated, but we do know right there in the mine vicinity that they were quite elevated.
In juvenile salmon, she found elevated levels of aluminum, iron, and manganese. Again, she's not sure the exact effects, but says the elements can have toxic effects for the fish. The indictment charges that the company far exceeded the permit limitations for turbidity at measurements hundreds of times the allowed amounts. It says the company used wastewater ponds that leaked into the Salmon River and dug a ditch to direct wastewater into nearby Squirrel Creek. The company never bought a clarifier used to recycle water, despite telling regulators it would do so. Prosecutors say the company produced 3,800 troy ounces of platinum metals in violation of the permits, which they sold for about $3.2 million. The mine has been in operation on and off for more than 70 years. It was a critical resource during World War II. XS Platinum operated the mine between 2008 and 2012. The charges against the company and five employees are felony offenses. Feldes says the defendants will be given notice of the charges and arraignment will be scheduled in federal court. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.